Pig and Whistle, Tales from Azeroth. As always here at the Pig and Whistle Inn in Stormwind, I go through a variety of subjects with regards to World of Warcraft. To grab a bottle or a pint, sit back and enjoy this episode. We'll be looking at, new week, new War Within Alpha update? Yeah, patch update? Yeah, you know, that sort of stuff. We're going to be looking at new talents, new dungeons, what levels we can go up to now in the alpha, if there are anything of noteworthies to take essentially from it. But before we get into that, we obviously have the weekly news back here in Dragonflight, and we have Basrikron, Zakali Elders, and Aerostar as your world bosses for the week. They are located in the Waking Shore, Zaralak Caverns, and Emerald Dream. This week, I believe Zakali Elders and the Zaralak Caverns are the ones that are empowered. I'm hoping I'm correct in that. I think it started off as, first patch that was empowered. I think it's a weekly thing. I will double check that for the next episode, but I'm pretty sure this week it is the Zakali Elders that are empowered. So you can get current season item level gear off of the Zakali Elders, as well as Aberrus, the Shadow Crucible. Is that what the name was? I'll be pretty impressed if I got the name right, because I don't remember names of raids, to be honest, that well. But yes, that will be your raid for the week that is empowered, so to speak. Battlegrounds are your bonus event for this week. This means that you get more honor for completing a battleground and essentially a nice way to gear up some characters if you're looking to get into PvP this season. Now is a good time to gear them up because everyone is starting fresh, really. Packed House is your brawl for the week. This one's always good fun. 15 versus 15, very small map. First to wipe out the other team wins. Very simple, very fun, very effective, and very quick, the game, so you're not stuck there for a while. If you're arranged, this is a lot more enjoyable, but try and go with a build that encompasses sort of AoE damage and stuff like that. Entangling, Bolstering, and Fortified are your mythic affixes for the week. Entangling, if you stay still, you're going to get rooted. It's going to slow you. It's going to be annoying, so keep moving every now and again. Bolstering, when a mob dies, it shouts, causing mobs next to it to gain health and damage, so either kill everything very quickly within a very short window of each other, or just simply don't pull so much if you have a lot of things that are low on health. It's going to cause the mobs that you've just recently pulled to be a bit more sustainable and doing a lot more damage. It's not going to help your timing at all. And Fortified, the non-boss enemies have more health and damage and anything they summon, so bring a talent build that can accommodate for that. So, we have new info on the alpha for the War Within. So, it is updated with these following changes. Hallowfall is a new zone. There are no new delves, though. Hallowfall is the third zone in the War Within, and this looks like my favourite zone, I'm not going to lie. This is the one that has, the Scarlet crusade looking people, you know, that faction. I forget the name of them, but it's very cool. The giant crystal in the ceiling of this sort of area is amazing. This is the zone that it can change at night time, so mobs change at night. You might have a wolf during the day and a werewolf at night, you know, that kind of thing. It all changes, the mob spawns, the mob passing, everything during a day and night cycle, which is very, very cool. And there's obviously going to be some secrets that relate to that in the near future. There's also going to be some hidden mounts that relate to that in the near future as well. But Hallowfall is a really cool zone. I can't wait for people to test it out and actually see how it is in testing. But yeah, it looks very good. Very, very good. There's a couple new dungeons. The Dawnbreaker and Priority of the Sacred Flame. Sounds intriguing, I'm not going to lie. Warbands, your class set tokens from Legacy Raids, Shadowlands, and earlier are now warbound and can be transferred to characters on the account. Oh my god. Shadowlands is entering its legacy raid phases. Yes, that's so good. So for those that don't know, what legacy raids are, it's any old raid that is classed as a legacy raid means that it can drop more loot for you. If it isn't a legacy raid, it goes off of the current looting system where you might get one or two pieces per person. But, you know, it's nothing too crazy. Whereas legacy loot, it will be five odd pieces that it drops from a boss. And, you know, you can get quite lucky with certain things. But with Shadowlands being added, there is a lot of transmogs that I want from Shadowlands, I'm not going to lie, which I will be trying to acquire, essentially. They did add a little note here. So based on community feedback, and to match our overall philosophy on transmog collection, class set tokens from legacy raids, Shadowlands and earlier, are now warbound, allowing them to be transferred to alts in order to collect the transmog of your choice. So if you have a warrior token that drops, but you are on a druid, you can send that to your warrior. That is amazing. That is 10 out of 10 Blizzard. Really well done on that. And really well done for the transmog collectors, I guess. Congratulations. For clarity, current expansion tier set tokens will remain unchanged from their previous state on bind on pickup, as they represent a large amount of power for the character who collects them. This makes sense. I'm okay with that. And I think a lot of people should be okay with that as well. Character level. You can now make a level 75 character template, and the max level that you can get up to in the alpha is level 78. We are two levels off of that max level, which is amazing to see. Classes. So here's the big thing. So the following hero talents are available for playtesting in alpha 3. Archon, which is the Holy and Shadow. Archons are highly devout and deeply connected to light and shadow. Archons can be blessed from higher beings to enter into an ascended state, becoming an ultimate version of themselves. That sounds really bloody cool. Rogues, Fatebound. This is the assassination and outlaw. Fatebound eagerly act as a hand of fate, sowing chaos into a well-laid plans, guided by the whims and flipped Fatebound coin. They deliver the ending their enemies are destined for, the ending they deserve. Developers note, Fatebound will be accessible in the hero talent tree, but there will be a handful of talents that are not yet fully implemented. Okay, so they're still working on it, which is fine. There's a few tweaks. So, Sentinel Hunters, their damage is reduced by 30%. This is Symphonic Arsenal. Sentinel debuff damage increased by 50%, and Lunar Storm damage increased by 50%. Mage Sun Fury now summon Glorious Incandescence, now summons 4 meteors instead of 8, increases Meteorite's Fire Blast cooldown by 100%, increases Meteorite's Arcane Orb cooldown by 100%, Meteorite damage increased by 100%. I don't get the point of that. They halve the number of meteorites, but increase the damage by 100, so maybe it's just less clutter on your screen, because it's doing the exact same damage, essentially. Yeah, maybe it's just the clutter on the screen. The timing between meteorites dealing damage and their associated spell cooldown reduction effect has been better synchronized, okay? Spellslinger, Controlled Instincts has been redesigned for 8 seconds after being struck by an arcane orb. 30% of direct damage dealt by an arcane splinter is also dealt to nearby enemies. Damage reduced beyond 5 targets. Again, a lot of this stuff is AoE, and it's good, but it's kind of rough for those who do PvP, because you don't want splinters just randomly AoEing stuff. It kind of makes for bad gameplay for PvPers. Let's see, spell slingers now conjure 2 splinters when they consume Nether Precision. Splintering Orbs now conjures 2 arcane splinters when they strike with an arcane orb. Arcane Splinter Storms now have a 20% chance to grant you clear casting. Was 100%. That is a massive nerf. That is a super big nerf, considering you're looking at arcane mages in a second where they're going to get nerfed, I think. So Arcane actually has a new talent, like new talents and a new tree and stuff, I'm pretty sure. So new talents, Energized Familiar. During Time Warp or any other similar effect, your Arcane Familiar fires 4 bolts instead of 1. Damage of your Arcane Familiar has a small chance to grant you 2% of your maximum mana. dead talent for PvP. New talent, Eureka. When a spell consumes clear casting, its damage is increased by 25%. Good talent for PvP. I'm going to say if these are good or bad, because a lot of stuff that comes from these talents is PvE based. And some of them, like, are really PvE based, like the Arcane Familiar, but you'd want them to be useful in sort of a PvE and PvP situation, but some are just dead completely in PvP. I speak from experience as a boomkin. Some are just completely dead. New talent, Wizened Wit. The cast time of your Arcane Blast is reduced by 10%. Choice node with Presence of Mind. Completely dead. You're choosing Presence of Mind every time for PvP. New talent, Arcane Battery. Each time you consume clear casting, gain 1/2% increased spell damage for 30 seconds. Stacks for 4 times. 2-point talent. So 8% damage increase for each clear casting. Yeah, that's a good talent. That's a very good talent. New talent, Time Loop. When you gain a stack of Arcane Battery, you have a small chance to gain another stack of Arcane Battery. This effect can trigger off of itself. Oh, that's really cool. So you can kind of be like an elemental shaman where you get proc after proc. It depends on the percent chance of this, but it could be good, potentially. New talent, Aether Attunement. While at maximum stacks of Arcane Battery, your next Arcane Missile consumes it, dealing 100%, 150% increased damage to your primary target and also fire. That's really good. That's the tier set, I believe. I believe that's the current tier set, which is really, really good. New talent, Lay Sight. Nether Precision damage bonus increased by 30%. Okay, just a straight bonus damage. Lay Drinker, new talent. Every 6 times you consume Nether Precision, your Arcane Blast echoes, repeating its damage at 50% effectiveness to the primary target and up to 2 nearby enemies. Again, it's AoE. You don't want that. It's good, but it's going to break CC potentially. I hope that it doesn't. I hope that they have some sort of failsafe in this where if something is in CC, it doesn't break it. That's what I'm hoping, but I highly doubt it. Improved Touch of the Magi. Your Touch of the Magi now accumulates 25% of the damage you deal. Okay, not bad. That's a PvP talent for sure. New talent, Magi Spark. Your Touch of the Magi now also conjures a spark, increasing the damage your target receives from your next Arcane Barrage, Arcane Blast, and Arcane Missiles by up to 20%. Receiving damage from all 3 spells, the spark explodes, dealing arcane damage to all enemies. Choice node with improved Touch of the Magi. Ooh. Oh, mate. Yeah, you know what? I think that this could be good. Because if that Magi spark detonates and deals arcane damage, then your Touch of the Magi will accumulate that damage and detonate at the end. So this isn't bad. And Barrage, Blast, and Arcane Missiles are something that you use within your burst window as an Arcane Mage. So this is actually a good talent. This actually is a very competitive choice talent, and I think that it is very, very useful for Arcane Mages. New talent, Nether Munitions. When Magi Spark or Improved Touch of the Magi detonates, it increases the damage all affected targets take from you by 8% for 12 seconds. Not bad. Arcane Missiles has been redesigned. You can now only cast when you have clear casting. The wording of talents that are associated with Arcane Missiles has been updated. You can no longer press Arcane Missiles if you don't have a clear casting proc. That's kind of rough. I'm trying to, yeah. Oh, that's kind of rough. But at the same time, I don't think Arcane Mages are standing there anyway and not casting missiles in PvP without the proc. Because you just spam spell stealing to get clear casting procs, you know, that kind of thing. So maybe it's fine. Maybe it's fine. Nether Precision has been redesigned, consuming clear casting, increase the damage you next 2 Arcane Blasts or 2 Arcane Barrages. Arcane Familiar has been redesigned. Illuminated Thoughts, clear casting. Yeah, none of these are really intriguing. You have Prismatic Barrier that is now baseline. and you've had talents that have changed, moved Charge Orb to where Clearcasting is in the first place. Okay, all of these have been like changed and move around, so it would be on the mages to really, you know, figure it all out, essentially. Frost has had a new talent added as well, Death's Chill. While Icy Veins is active, damaging an enemy with Frostbolt increases spell damage by 1%. Okay, there's a couple of things that I need to know about this talent. Firstly, how much? Where does it go up to? Does it stack indefinitely? Secondly, like, just why? I don't get it, because Icy Veins is a 30-second cooldown already, if I'm not mistaken, and you can extend it. So that could be very devastating, but I would imagine for PvP, it's not good at all, because you're not going to get to stand there and just spam Frostbolts, are you? It's, yeah, kind of a dead talent for PvP again. Retribution has a new talent as well, Radiant Glory. This replaces your Avenging Wrath / Crusade. Wake of Ashes grants you Avenging Wrath and Crusaders. This is ridiculous. For 10 / 12 seconds, your other damaging abilities have a chance to grant you Avenging Wrath for 5/6 seconds.
Let's take a quick break.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. Then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favourite podcast platforms now.
That's ridiculous. That is going to be such a good talent to take. It's unreal. Rets complain they get nothing. Wake of Ashes is a 45-second cooldown. You can use that and get your burst damage for 12 seconds every 45 seconds. The uptime on that is crazy. And your other damaging abilities have a chance to grant you your most your cooldown. That's ridiculous. Imagine if I got Incarn procs for just pressing my Moonfire. That's not right, is it? You press Judgment, you can get your proc up. This is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I don't get it. I do not get it at all. Nothing really new with Paladins, just a few changes to their damage. Nothing really new anywhere else. You have new talents for Affliction Warlock, and for some reason this one, Malefic Rapture now deals Shadow Flame damage. Is that to coincide with their hero talents, I'm guessing? Because it might make more sense? I don't know. New talent, improve Malefic Rapture. Reduce the cast summon of your Malefic Rapture by 10/20%. Increase the damage by 5-10%. They really want this Malefic Rapture build to work. But again, you don't really want to play Malefic Rapture. You don't want to utilize it a lot if you're in PvP. You don't have the globals to. That's going to be tough. Yeah, I don't know. Demonology is getting a few things added to it. So new talent, Shadowcaster. Increase the damage of your hand of Gul'dan by 20% and Demon Bolt by 10%. That's not bad. Passive damage, but a lot of your damage comes from demons anyway, so it doesn't really matter, does it? New talent, Pact of Erid Ruin? I'm going to go with that. When Doom is removed, you summon a Doom Guard that casts 5... Doom Bolts before departing. Each Doom Bolt deals shadow damage. Kind of cool. It's kind of some dispel protection, I guess. Okay, I like it. I think it's decent. It has potential. New talent, Mark of Shattug. Shattug. That sounds ridiculous. Wicked Maw causes the target to take 20% additional shadow damage from your demons. That's good. That's very good. Yeah, that's going to be a must-have, I think. New talent, Ferocity of Farg. Increases the attack speed of your Dread Stalkers by 10/20% and critical strike chance by 15/30. This is a very good talent. New talent, Rune of Shadows. Increases all damage done by your pets by 4%. Reduces the cast armor of your Shadow Bolt by 25% and increases its damage by 40%. There's a lot of fucking things happening in that one talent, but it's very good. New talent, Demonic Brutality. Critical strikes from your spells and demons deal 4% increased damage. That's just a must, really. New talent, Fiendish Prowess. Increases the attack speed of your primary demon by 25%. That is the most must-have talent I think you'll ever have. New talent, Improved Demonic Tactics. Increase your primary Fel Guard's critical strike chance equal to 30% of your critical strike chance. So if you have 30% crit chance and you take this talent, you're giving your demon 9% crit chance? Is that how I'm reading this? Okay, I think so. And Doom has been redesigned. So what Doom was previously is it's a 15-second debuff you put on the target and it will do damage once it ticks, essentially, after the 15 seconds. Inflicts impending doom upon the target, dealing shadow damage and additional shadow damage to enemies within 10 yards after 20 seconds. Okay, consuming a demon call reduces the duration of doom by 3 seconds, 30 second cooldown. That's kind of... Bro, you don't want to take doom, because if it's to every enemy within 10 yards, then it's going to break CC. Like, here's the problem. Yes, you're making everything AoE-based, but you're really shafting some PvPers here because it's just going to break a lot of CC. If you're, like, Lock Mage, you're going to break a Polymorph. Or if you're, like, Fear in someone, it has potential to break the Fear. It has potential to break Blinds. It has potential to break Saps if you're with a Rogue. You know, multiple different things. Gouges, etc. I don't know. Following talents have been removed. Demonic Knowledge, Nether Portal. Oh, well, that lasted for one expansion. Nerzul's Violation, Gul'dan's Ambition, Stolen Power, Heavy Handed. Okay, not bad. Anything new for Warriors? No, just... Oh my god, please, just remove Slam. No one cares about Slam. Slam damage increased by 130%. Arm's Slam damage bonus reduced to 50%, was 75%. Why? Just remove Slam. Why? Oh my god. I swear Warriors just get these buffs for no reason. Bladestorm damage increased by 70%. Have you seen what Warriors do on the Alpha? They are literal Beyblades. They do not stop Bladestorming. So to increase its damage by 70%? Oh, that's going to look rough, I think. Nothing new, though, for Warriors. No talents or anything like that. Just a few, like, nerfs and, you know, that sort of thing. Look, at the end of the day, it's the Alpha. The numbers are going to be tweaked a lot, and talents are obviously going to be played around with a lot. I hope that they can get the numbers right, but I really wish that they have the option to toggle, like, if it hits people in AoE or not with certain spells, because... Some of these talents sound amazing to use, but they aren't for PvPers. They are actually a hindrance for PvPers, potentially, as they could lose you a arena game or anything like that. But I just hope that they added, like, a toggle feature for, like, these sort of spells, where it's like, oh, you can have, like, the 10-yard range of the Doom when it detonates, or you can just have it single target. You know, it'll do like 5% more damage, single target, something like that. And it's like, oh, okay, that's cool. But yeah, I'll give up the, you know, 10-yard detonation range for sure. It doesn't bother me. I'd rather guarantee it not breaking CC than have that one game in 10 if, like, your rogue goes for a game-winning blind and it breaks the blind, and then suddenly you lose, like, a minute later. Like, there's that sort of situations that can happen, and it's really, really shit. I don't know. It's one of them things you just gotta accept, and you've gotta play around with it when the game actually comes out, I guess, as a PvPer. There's not much you can do about it. But I do have to end it there. My voice has been killing me for the entire week, so I'm sorry. It's going to be a bit shorter than the usual Friday episodes, but I will get back to it. I will keep checking on the... What ones... Is it called Fated Raids? Yeah, which part is fated, essentially, in Dragonfly, as the rogue, or the raids can be, as well as the world bosses and, you know, the outdoor activities for it, I guess, are the best way to put it. I guess that's the best way to say or put it. But thank you all very much for listening. Do check out all of the socials down below. Constant stuff is happening over there. Thank you all very much once again, and go with Valorfriend.